This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listen up. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness is here, kid. The brackets are up and the No Odds to Be Seen 16 have been revealed. Just go to mix1041.com and listen to all the friggin' townies we got in this competition. Choose a winner in each matchup and vote for your favorite Boston accent in the entire Commonwealth. Go in there and support your hometown or vote against your hometown if you don't like them. Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to sleep fine either way. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness. Go to mix1041.com right now and vote. You're making me repeat myself, kid. Come on. What are we doing here? Just do it. God.
So, yeah, you can vote right now at mix1041.com. And Kennedy just sent over the voting data. I'm not going to say how it's going, but oh, my gosh. So many votes. And I don't think you'd ever guess in a million years who is in first place.
Tightly contested?
It's
business.
Yeah, there's only about, I'd say, about 10 or 12 votes between first place and second place right now.
Okay.
So, again, we have the No Oz to Be Seen 16. And we have two of the people who have made it into that bracket. So let's see. We have Donnie. Are you there, Donnie?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. And I believe we also have Danielle. Are you there?
Morning, yeah.
Good morning, Danielle. Danielle, where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. So I'm from Nashville. and I think my accent is interesting because I was originally from the North Shore. My family's from Revere. Then moved to Boston from college. And now I'm on the South Shore. So I got all that wacky.
And what do you do for a living, Danielle?
I'm a nonprofit fundraiser, so I say I'm a bleeding heart.
Okay.
Love that for you.
And Donnie, tell us about you. You're from Boston originally. Where did you grow up?
No, actually, I grew up in Medford. I have written Medford.
Okay.
And then I used to sell sausages on a sausage cart in Boston. But Danielle... I owned a house in Revere. You sound familiar, though. I'm being serious. I used to spin records at the International Pub. You ever go over there?
I did not, but I'm sure you've seen my family. Revere's small and still towny.
I was there yesterday at New Deal getting an Italian sub. I'm telling you, I was down there to get the best Italian sub.
Donnie, what were you spinning in the club back in the day?
The Bee Gees, I'll never forget it. I had the vinyl with the milk crates, and I had to bring them in, and then you had to, like, turn the record back. A lot of good stories. I bought my first house in Revere on Beach Street.
Oh, my God, that
is so
good.
Danielle, are you a Not Sure Beefs girl now, or are you a Bob Pizza girl?
Bob Pizza now, but, you know, I'm not going to get into any fight about roast beef or anything else. I, you know, I'll get thrown off the dang rig.
Well, the correct answer is roast beef three-way, but I forgive you.
Dan, you...
Dan,
you have a question for one of them?
Well, I just wanted to know what Donnie does when he's not spinning records.
Right.
I have a food truck now. I sell sausages. I try to make the world a happier place one sausage at a time. I was out late last night. I actually did. I sold sausages in front of the Boston Garden on a 4-foot cot when I was a kid. And now I have a Dom's food truck, Dom's in Malden, so I sell steak tips, sausages, cheese. Sausages here! Sorry if that was too loud.
I mean, the
so
Dom's.
What I do is I sell
Dom's.
8 inches of pure Italian love loaded up with peppers and onions.
Oh, my God. The both of them. All right.
Carson, if I could add one thing real quick.
Go ahead, Kennedy.
So, Danielle, I was emailing with everybody yesterday trying to, you know, get all this arranged. And Danielle sent me an email. And in it, she had a couple of things that really blew my mind. She said, my mother said in complete seriousness, you have a Boston accent? What does your ma sound like is what I need to know.
Oh, and then true Rivia. She just doesn't notice.
And then another went on to say, some of these dweebs went off script, but Bostonians don't often follow directions. Your mom is hilarious.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Donna.
I hope your mother's like my mother. My mother, I can't get her out of Medford housing. Like, she has all her friends. I swear, I try to buy her a house. I said, come live with us. Donnie, I'm not leaving here. She gets her cigarettes every day. Swear to God. I'm telling you the truth. And she sits out on the porch with all these friends. These old, you know, Boston people, they don't want to leave where they come from. They just want to stay where they're at.
Yeah, that's not my mom, but that's my 88-year-old Uncle John Murphy, who lives on the beach. And he said, when you win, what do you get? And I laughed and said, you think I could win, but just fine, Griff.
I used to have an IROC.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. You two can talk to each other.
They don't even need us.
Donnie and Danielle have taken over the radio. It's the Donnie and Danielle show.
Well, it's Townie Madness.
They don't need us. They don't need us. I love them both. Okay, so if you want to vote for Donnie from Boston, or you want to vote for Danielle from Marshfield, it is Townie Madness. We are out to find Boston's best accent. Those two are going to be tough to beat.
I don't want either one of them to lose.
It's going to be tough. You got to vote right now. Go to mix1041.com. Again, you can vote for them at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.